Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, when the time comes to plan your next big getaway, know they got a destination idea for you. Orlando. Just think about it. The thrills at their 15 world-class theme parks, followed by awesome outdoor adventures, amazing food festivals, and top-notch dining spots. Orlando has all that and much more than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. The strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. All right. Subject, a piece of man or no man at all. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a divorced 59-year-old woman, and I started dating a 67-year-old sexy gentleman in December. Our relationship is great. We had lots of fun together, and he keeps me smiling. I followed Uncle Steve's rules for dating and almost made it to 90 days. But on that 87th day, we decided it was time to get busy. He told me he couldn't take it any longer and he had to have me. I was more than ready, willing, and able for our big night together. So there I was, lying across his bed, smelling good in a soft pink negligee when he walked in. He came in and sat at the foot of the bed and started getting undressed. Stephen Shirley, you are not going to believe this. This man took off his pants and then he took off one of his legs.
What? What?
I inched over toward the middle of the bed as if I was in the room with a monster. Then he slid up to the top of the bed by me, and he took his top row of teeth out and slid them in the top drawer of the nightstand. He leaned over to kiss me, and I had to stop him and be totally honest with him. I told him that it's no big deal that he wears dentures, but he should have told me he had a fake leg. You don't just spring that on a woman. He told me that he understood how I felt, and he put his leg back on. I got dressed, and he walked me out to my car. Since that night, I have been trying to act normal, like everything is okay, but I am still in shock. He is the sweetest man I've ever dated, and I'm trying to keep an open mind, but I can't imagine having sex with him at all now. So what do you think? Is it better to have a piece of a man instead of no man at all? I need your advice. Wow, I think this is a first. of this kind of letter. And you're right. This is quite shocking. Quite shocking. But I blame him for not telling you. I just do. He had a whole 87 days. 87 days to tell you. And at 67, he should know that he can't keep something like that a secret. Come on, a leg and a whole set of teeth. You said on the second line that he's a sexy 67-year-old gentleman or a 67-year-old sexy gentleman. That's not sexy. That is not sexy. And you're getting ready to have sex. And I mean, did he forget? What went through his mind to do to take off his leg and to take out his teeth? Come on, man. I just think you're dead wrong for this. He was. You needed to be prepared. You needed to be warned about this. And you guys had almost 3 months to get to know each other better and to talk about this. I mean, he knows he's dead wrong for this. So you asked the question, is it better to have a piece of a man instead of no man at all? I tell you, don't settle. If this is not what you want, you say he's the sweetest man of all, but you can't imagine having sex with him at all now. So, I mean, what's a relationship without, you know, a good, healthy sex life? So if you can't imagine that ever with him because of that, then I guess, you know, the answer to your question is no.
That's a good man.
Steve?
Well, now, I have a different approach to this.
Thank
matter.
You.
Come on up.
Dear Steve and Shirley, I'm divorced, 59-year-old woman. I'm dating a 67-year-old real sexy man. December, relationship was great. Keep you smiling. You tried to follow the 90-day rule. But on day 87, we decided it was time. That's only 3 days. I ain't mad at it.
Right.
He told me he couldn't take it any longer. I understand. He had to have me. I was more than ready. The big night came. You laying there, across the bed, smelling good, pink lingerie, negligee.
Mm-hmm.
He walked in, sat on the foot of the bed, started getting undressed. You still laying there, smelling good, girl. You know what I'm saying? Then y'all try to say, Steve and Shirley, you ain't gonna believe this. This man took off his pants, and then he took off one of his legs.
She's right.
I inched over in the middle of the bed if I was in the room with him. Then he slid up on the top bed by me and took his top row of teeth out. Slid him in the top drawer of the nightstand. He leaned over to kiss me, and I had to stop him and be totally honest. I told him it was no big deal that he wear dentures, but should have told me about his fake leg. Let's stop right here. Let's stop this damn letter.
How did
right
you stop?
Here. Let's stop this damn letter. What do you mean that he should have told you he had a fake leg?
What do you mean? What does she mean?
Who got one and you don't know it?
Yeah, you should have seen that, really.
You ain't never seen the wind blow when he had his pants on? Huh?
Got a point, no.
That's, yeah.
Evidently not.
Yeah.
You ain't never seen the wind blow when he got his pants on. Wonder why one of the legs were real skinny. You ain't see that?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see what his shoe was sitting in? What is that in his shoe?
He should have told her.
No. So let's stop all this now. What was that in his shoe? When he crossed his leg, you ain't know that it was just some just, you ain't see that. Why his socks fit different on this leg than the other leg? He didn't tell you he had a fake leg. Who you know got one and you don't know it? This ain't his fault. He assumed you saw it. No, he assumed. I'm telling you, man, he probably said, I know she done seen me the way I walk. I know he thought that. Now they sitting on the edge of the bed. He getting naked. Now he got to take his leg off. It ain't bother you that he can put that whole row of damn teeth in the drawer. That ain't bother you. That's a backwards ass letter right here.
Everything
you
bothers
take your
me.
Damn teeth out your head and put it in the drawer.
Right.
And if we finna kiss, that's the first thing.
Right.
We did damn the leg.
Hang on. All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap this strawberry letter. Piece of man or no man at all? Wow.
I'm going to get into the piece of man or no man at all later on, but I got news for you, Shirley. So you can't blame this dude for this here. She mad because she been dating this man and wanted to follow the 90-day rule. Well, they couldn't. They got to 87. He said he had to have her. She get on the negligee. She laying across the bed. She smelling good. He come in. He sit on the foot of bed. He started undressing. He take his pants off. Then he take his leg off.
He should have told her.
How the hell she ain't know, Shirley?
This is not her fault. I'm sorry.
She's as much to blame as he is.
Wow. He should have told
her. I got a fake leg. When have somebody had to tell you that?
Huh?
When has somebody had to tell you they got one?
I don't get that.
Ain't nobody walked up to me and I ain't know it right off. How? Shirley. Uh-uh. You ain't gonna blame this man. The man just living his life.
He should have told her. What are the 90
Tell
days
her
for?
What?
What are the 90 days for to get to know each other, to talk about things?
She ain't look at him.
What? No. He should have told her, and you know it. Get
what
out of here.
What is that in his shoe?
I wear dentures. I wear dentures, and I have a fake leg.
No. What is that in his shoe? Why would he walk? That shoe don't bend. Somebody answer this question for me. Why that shoe look brand new and a crease in it? Why? You can't tell me, Shirley, that this woman shouldn't have noticed this.
You
but
can't
now,
tell me he shouldn't have told her.
Okay, Shirley, yeah. I'm just saying that it ain't all his fault. Didn't notice him? Then this man scoots up in the bed. And pulls a whole row of teeth out and set them in a drawer. Now, she says in the letter, it's no big deal that he wear dentures, but he should have told me he had a fake leg. What?
Well, that means she got them too.
Either that, she ain't looking.
But you don't just spring that on the woman. Spring? That's a bad choice. You can spring that on the woman.
Stupid, Steve. No, you don't.
I promise you he ain't spring this on that. He told me, told him just spring that. He told me that he understood how I felt, and he put his leg back on. I got dressed, and he walked me out to the car. Mm-hmm. Now, hold up now. You tripping about the leg. Anyway. Since that night, I've been trying to act normal, like everything is okay, but I'm still in shock. He is the sweetest man I've ever dated, and I'm trying to keep an old man, but I can't imagine having sex with him at all now. So what do you think? Is it better to have a piece of a man instead of no man at all? First of all, I want you to stop calling this man a piece of a man. That's mm-hmm. the first thing I want you to do, because him having a leg has nothing to do with him being a man.
Him not having.
You know, yeah, not having a leg ain't got nothing to do with him being a man. Do you know how many men don't have arms or leg or something, but they every bit a man as anybody else? So that I would really like for you to stop calling him a piece of a man. Because you don't know how he lost that leg.
A lot of
Tommy got a whole foundation. Mm-hmm. Wounded warriors. Men and women who go over here and sacrifice, they come back. We can't call these people pieces of nothing.
Yeah, that's a valid
that's
point.
That's
so now,
good.
First of all, stop calling him piece of a man, because this is all man. Everything else working fine. I'd be more shocked by these damn teeth, what I'd be wearing. What you ain't been doing is take your teeth off and put them in no drawer, and then I put my tongue in your mouth, and all of a sudden I'm trying to find some damn teeth. Now I'm all up in the roof of your mouth and everything, the same thing.
Tongue and gum,
I'm
baby.
Feeling ridges and stuff. I got to taste Polident all on my tongue and everything.
Too much.
You got Polident on your gum. Just slid them out without brushing your teeth. Go and brush your damn teeth. Kissing you and I'm tasting Polident.
Yeah.
Damn gum glue.
He might be cold without that leg. Ain't no telling what
I'm telling you,
man.
That boy come to work.
Might have missed that.
Because, see, when you ain't got that other leg, I have both of them, but I've had like a Charlie horse in one of them, and it's been out of commission. So
that.
I had to let it lay there like it wasn't working. But that put more pressure on one side, and you come in from different angles. Girl, you might be missing something.
All right.
Hello.
Let's flip this. What if she only had one leg?
Oh, you can't do this to me.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
Well, see, because we got different. I have requests.
Men are visual.
Requests.
Mm-hmm. Certain things I'm gonna say.
Well,
mm-hmm. It's hard to be. It was hard to be a woman and do that.
We gonna.
You ain't never got no. You ain't never got no dress on.
Meaning you would know is what you're saying. You
and then why you. Have you shaved the heel down on that shoe? What happened?
I cannot.
See,
there's
no way you gonna fool me. Mm-mm. I already know something going on.
But Steve, now,
I still
you can
love
get
you.
Past.
Oh yeah, you still fine. But I see that though. Uh-huh. Now we gotta ask a couple questions first.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And if she didn't have
now,
her
why
top
you
room?
Got one of your shoes is a Christian Louboutin, and the other one is a Rockport. I need to know what's happening.
That Rockport holding it together, baby.
Oh God, Steve.
I'm trying to figure out. I'm just trying to figure out.
Well,
why you got stocking on one leg and ain't one on the other?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I need to know what's happening. I need you to tell me what's happening. Why is this shoe open toe, and this one right here is a bowling shoe? I need somebody to talk to me.
Bowling shoe.
I need somebody to talk
stupid.
To me.
Velcro laces.
I'm right behind you.
I can
I'll be in the car.
See
okay.
That you have on a high heel slide on this foot, but explain the house shoe.
Let me get my purse. This is ridiculous.
Girl, let's go.
We're out.
Yeah.
Thank you guys are too stupid.
To figure out now.
Yeah.
He all right. You got your Nike on one foot. You got your Nike on one foot, but every time I see you got a ski boot on, I need to know what's happening. I need to know what's happening.
She said she can't imagine having sex with him at all now, Steve.
Well, I just want to know, why when you jumped up last week, you had to hear him sit back down? What the hell is happening?
Look, we got to go. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. All right, guys, email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. Now, coming up in 10 minutes, looks like there's going to be a part 3 of the Strawberry Letter yet again today. Yeah, they got more to say on this one-leg loving.
No, we don't have nothing to say. Reverend Motown is coming in.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
And Deacon Def Jam.
All right. The fellas are here, the three comedians in the building, to do part 3 of the Strawberry Letter. The subject was a piece of a man or no man at all. A woman who's 59 wrote in and started dating a 67-year-old sexy gentleman in December. She tried to do like Steve's book said and wait the entire 90 days, but she got to 87 days, and she said it was on. Neither of them could wait any longer. So she got all sexy with it and was lying across the bed in her pink lingerie and everything. And she said he came in, sat on the bed, proceeded to get undressed, took his pants off, took his leg off, and then took his top row of teeth off and put them in the nightstand in the top drawer. He didn't tell her anything. She was devastated. He ended up walking her to her car. She said she didn't know if she could ever have sex with him again. So what should she do? Reverend Motown, Deacon Def Jam are here.
We here today.
I don't know why they're
for
here.
Special opportunity.
Oh.
That's right. That's right.
Myself and my beloved Deacon, introduce yourself, Deacon.
Deacon Def Jam, right here on your side, Pastor. Mm.
And who am I?
You are Reverend Motown.
Hit maker.
Mm-hmm.
of the wondrous kind.
Yeah.
We're discussing the results of the reading from the Book of Strawberry.
Uh-huh.
Chapter 23.
What verse was that, too, Pat?
1.
All right.
All of them in 1.
All of them 1. It started at the beginning. All right, then.
The Book of Strawberry, chapter 1, where it says, he proceeded to take off his slacks and then took his leg off.
Stop right there, Pastor. Expound.
That was a man, 67 years old.
Come on now.
Sexy. Fine. Swagger.
Come on.
And we waited, just like the book said, almost 90 days, 87 to be exact. We laid up in the bed. Next thing I know, I'm across the bed. I got baby oil on my booty. It's shining in the night light coming out the bathroom.
Come on now.
He sat on the edge of the bed, took his shirt off.
Yeah.
A muscular back. But I found out why. Dude, took his pants off.
Took them pants off.
Took his pants off.
Yeah.
I was sitting there waiting, anticipating of the loving that was coming my way. And then I noticed out the corner of my eye, something caught that nightlight. I saw a shiny steel rod.
Steel rod.
Then I noticed that the shoe was still attached to the rod. And next thing I know, he done took his leg off. He took his whole leg off and tried to slide up next to me in the bed. I tried to run. I was scared as hell. I ain't never been with a man that had one leg before. But now let me tell you why we're here today. Deacon, tell him why we're here today. The subject is...
The subject is...
Never know.
I thought he was going to help me out, but I guess not.
The subject, I left it in my notes. The
subject is one-legged loving.
Yeah.
Didn't take the chance. Sister, you wrote and talked about he was a piece of a man. I told the congregation, ain't no such thing as a piece of a man.
Amen.
Just because he's had an injury of some kind. They more men than most. And I tell you what you missed out. One leg loving is some good loving if you ain't never had it. You ever tried sometime. You don't know what was headed your way. I'll tell you one thing about one-legged loving. The chances of getting a Charlie horse is reduced 50%. You better understand where I'm coming from. You ain't got to worry about the fitted sheet coming up on both ends. He ain't got but one leg. He can't tell but one corner.
Come on, him, Pastor. Wow.
There's so many things. Then when he gets to driving the message home, you ain't got to worry about getting knots all over the top of your head. You ain't going to get knots with on one side because it ain't got but one leg. You can't push off but from one side.
Come on.
This is where you get to experience things you ain't ever experienced before. He can act like one leg is hanging off the edge, but even though it really ain't. You can get some things happening to you. He can put, if he got his left leg missing, he can put his left hip up against the headboard and come off from that angle because ain't nothing over there stopping him. Here's another one.
Come on.
If you do it the other style, you know what they call it? Roo, roo. I think you know what I'm saying?
Without one more time, Beth. One more time.
I say if you get in that other style, roo, roo, you ain't got to worry about having to be on both your knees. Mm-hmm. All you need to do is hang one leg off the edge of the bed. You don't know what you're missing with this one-legged loving. This man could be bringing it in ways you ain't never had it before.
Wow.
Now, Pastor.
Uh-huh.
Can he do the hokey pokey?
What is that, sir? What is that, Deacon?
You put your one leg in, you put one leg out. You do the hokey pokey, and you shake it all about.
Well, what it is, you put the one leg in, you got to leave the other one out, because the other leg is at the foot of the bed.
We got to go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.